Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when we appear to be in the very midst of a great and unnecessary debate. We should be debating other things on the 20th anniversary of September 11th, but we are debating right now whether it is appropriate for the President of the United States to issue a vaccine mandate. One of the greatest teachers of the Constitution, who has taught constitutional law for some 50 years at Harvard Law School, is Alan Dershowitz. He is active in litigation, tremendously active in writing. He's done, I think it's close to 50 books. Is that right, Alan?
This is my 48th on the vaccine mandate, 48, but I've done six in the last 2 years. I've really been on a spree.
Well, dear, you're young again. Alan Dershowitz is a great friend of this show, and he is someone who has strong opinions on everything. His upcoming book is called The Case for Vaccine Mandates. Now, you didn't write this right after the president's speech, did you? You're writing it before.
I wrote it before. In fact, I have a chapter anticipating this called Who Decides? Is it up to the president? Is it up to Congress? Can the federal government do it? Must the state government do it? In the book, I pose all of these questions. Of course, since the president acted, I was able to sneak one more page into the book dealing directly with President Biden, and I'm doing an op-ed piece on Biden as well. So try to stay current.
Okay. In terms of what is going on, first of all, with the constitutional issue involved here, there are tons of prominent Republicans and opponents of the vaccines, frankly, who say that it is unconstitutional for the President of the United States to use federal power to try to impose a vaccine mandate. Do people have a good point about the constitutional prohibition?
They do. There are three constitutional questions, and they have to be separated, and all three have to be answered yes for the actions of President Biden to be constitutional. Number one, is this a federal issue or is it a state issue? After all, the states are given the police power. The Jacobson case is a state case. The states are entitled to mandate smallpox vaccines and probably a COVID vaccine. So is it state or federal? That's question number one. Question number two, if it's federal, can you mandate vaccines? Can you make people do something they don't want to do? And three, and I think this is the most important question, if one and two are answered yes, if the federal government can do it, and the federal government can make you do it, can the president make you do it? Is it something for executive authority as distinguished from legislative authority? And I think the answer to that is legislative authority.
Yeah, that legislative authority is more appropriate?
Not only more appropriate, it's constitutional. But remember, for the last 100 years, we've moved away from legislative authority. President Roosevelt locked up 110,000 American citizens in detention centers without express legislative authority. We have gone to war how many times now? Since the Second World War, in complete direct violation of the Constitution. Congress must declare war. Presidents say, well, we're not declaring war, we're just fighting it. So, you know, there's been a great expansion of presidential authority, which I think really undercuts democracy in many ways. And both Republicans and Democrats have objected to it when the opposite party is in power. So when Democrats are in power, the Republicans say, oh, executive monarchy. When the Republicans are in power, the Democrats complain about it. They complained about it mercilessly with President Trump. So there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides. And the arguments that we've seen have been too broad. That is, the Republicans have been saying it's totally unconstitutional, and Democrats are saying it's totally constitutional. And the answer is, It depends. It depends on the answer to those three questions. And I suspect the court's going to duck the hard question, whether any government can ever compel you to take a vaccination against your wishes, even with exceptions, because they're going to say, if you can do that, you can only do it through legislative authority, not through executive mandates.
And what about the idea that there is no desire here to compel people to take a vaccination? It's to accept a vaccination as a condition of employment.
That's a subtle difference. Yeah. I mean, you know, what if we made vaccination a condition of voting or a condition of praying? Unconstitutional conditions still rise to the level of constitutional issues. So here we have the federal government, only the federal government, saying if you work for the federal government, if you contract with the federal government, if you have more than 100 employees, you must either make them be vaccinated or you must test them once a week. Now, the president's statement didn't have exemptions, but I'm sure the rule itself will have exemptions, clearly for medical reasons. Would it have exemptions for religious reasons? That's the question. I agree with you. There is a difference. I mean, plunging a needle into somebody's arm against their will is different from saying you can't get on an airplane unless you're vaccinated, you can't do work unless you're vaccinated. The person still has the option of living in a bubble, whereas mandatory vaccination doesn't give them that option.
Okay, so in terms of the case for vaccine mandates, which is your new title, I would assume that you are supportive, and I don't know, we haven't talked about this before, but I would assume you are supportive of what the president has just done.
No, I'm not. I'm supportive of, as a last resort, mandatory vaccination with exceptions and with due process as a last resort. But I'm not in favor of a president ordering people to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. I have mixed views on it. I'm very strongly in favor of vaccination. I think everybody should get vaccinated. I think it's selfish not to be vaccinated. I think, you know, John Stuart Mill's libertarianism basically says your right to swing your fist ends at the tip of my nose. Your right to not be vaccinated ends at the tip of my lungs. You cannot be vaccinated if you want to endanger yourself, but you can't endanger me. And so I'm in favor of conditioning access to certain places, either on masking or vaccination or social distancing. But I'm only in favor of mandatory vaccinations as an absolute last resort, and I'm not sure we're there yet.
And what would you believe we would have to experience, and how should it be handled? I mean, I assume that based upon the conversation we're having right now, Alan, that you believe that if we ever came to the point where this was a crisis and it was the only way potentially out of the pandemic and seeing a reduction in the pandemic, that you would favor a legislative or a joint legislative executive move rather than a purely executive move like President Biden has just done.
That's exactly right. I think for something as monumental as this, you need all three branches agreeing. You need the president not vetoing a legislative action, and you need the Supreme Court upholding it. And then, once you have the checks and balances at work, then you can really debate the issue of whether or not a vaccine mandate can ever be constitutional. But until we get to that issue, I'm not prepared to say that it's constitutional for the president unilaterally to do this. And remember, he says it's an emergency, but we've had COVID from the day he came into office, and we will have COVID from the day he leaves office, even if he serves two terms. We're going to have COVID for the next 100 years. It's going to be like the flu. Every season it'll be different. You probably need booster shots. It won't any longer be a pandemic, but it'll be an epidemic. And it's not an emergency. It's something that should require thoughtful legislative hearings. Remember, too, the president admits it's not an emergency. You have 75 days to get vaccinated. That's a long period for an emergency.
That's right. And if you have 75 days, you have 75 days to have either some congressional approval or disapproval. There are some members of Congress who actually are planning to debate it. We will talk about that. We'll also talk about a parole of a very famous murderer. Where is Alan Dershowitz on Sirhan Sirhan? I have no idea, but we'll find out on the MedVet Show. He's called Capitalism the Greatest Thing Humanity Ever Accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, talking to one of the leading constitutional lawyers in recent U.S. history, Alan Dershowitz, who has taught law at Harvard for 48 years, 48 books, actually. I knew that there was a 48 in there. And the most recent book is called The Case for Vaccine Mandates. Quick question about vaccine mandates, and then I want to just go off on a tangent on another moment, sure, if you don't mind. Sure. In terms of the vaccine mandates, it sounds like you would anticipate that the Supreme Court will hear the case about the appropriateness and the efficacy and the legality, frankly, and constitutionality of vaccine mandates on an expedited basis. Is there a chance that this could be heard quickly?
Very much so. Already some states, some employers, and some workers are contemplating lawsuits. This is going to be a bonanza of lawyers. And I think that there will be an attempt to enjoin the mandate, and I think the court will take it up. I think we'll have a preliminary decision within the month, I think.
Well, if there is an injunction against the mandates, wouldn't that actually probably discourage more people from getting the vaccine?
That's the problem. I mean, the problem is, you know, mandates sometimes get people's back up against the wall. I have no problem with the president using his bully pulpit, which he did, I think, quite effectively. He's, you know, saying it's selfish not to have a vaccination and it should be done. And it's not only for your health, it's for the health of your neighbors, your friends, your relatives. But when you say the government's compelling you to do it, there are going to be some people who would otherwise get it and say, no, I'm just not going to do it if the government says I have to do it. So it's tricky, and I don't know what the right answer is. That's for public health officials and others. I only know the constitutional answer, and I don't think the Supreme Court is going to allow a massive mandate involving most American workers, essentially, when it's over, without legislative approval.
And that legislative approval, do you think there will be, with this very sharply divided Congress, that there would be... you don't know. No one knows.
Manchin. All you need is Manchin to say no, or Smith, or, you know, any one of those, you know, independents or people who have a streak of libertarianism in them, Democrats, they might say no. So it's hard to tell.
I think there will be several, and in fact more than a dozen, Republicans in both houses who will say yes.
It's very possible. You know, it's become so partisan that in the normal time you would find that. But other than Romney, are you going to get any Republicans who will do anything that Biden wants them to do? That's the real question. You know, this is the first time in my lifetime, I think in yours, that the a medical issue has become politicized. It wasn't politicized with polio. It wasn't politicized with smallpox, with measles.
No, it wasn't politicized with AIDS.
AIDS. Yeah, we all fought AIDS, yeah. But now everything is politicized. Look, Larry David screams at me on Martha's Vineyard saying I'm disgusting because I patted on the shoulder Mike Pompeo, who was my former student, with whom I worked in tandem on the Abraham Accords, on the peace process, on the recognition of Jerusalem. I will pat him on the back every time I see him. He did great work, but Larry David thinks that since I was in bed with Republicans, I am disgusting. He won't speak to me. He won't have anything to do with me. This is a guy whose kid I helped get into college, who I've done pro bono work for. That's the nature. You know, as I said, people have laughed at me. It's the Larry Davids of the world that will prevent the Democrats from winning the midterm elections. Americans are sick and tired of cancel culture, of people saying to others what you can think, what you can do, what you can say, and who you can vote for. And, you know, unless the Democrats begin to disassociate themselves from the Larry Davids of the world, they're going to be in deep trouble with middle America.
There's no question about it, and I agree with you completely. Which brings me to one of the things that I'm not afraid to ask you about, because you're not a believer in cancel culture. Sirhan Sirhan, in June of 1968, I was there. He murdered Robert Kennedy. And He is now up for parole. It's going to go to the full parole board. It's been recommended by two parole officers. The Kennedy family is divided on whether he should be paroled or not after 53 years in prison. What says Alan Dershowitz about the appropriateness of leaving an apparently unrepentant murder out of jail because he's taken Tai Chi and he attends Alcoholics Anonymous meetings?
Yeah. Well, there are better candidates for parole. I'm like the Kennedy family. I'm somewhat divided. I was working for Bobby. He had offered me a job in June of 1968. I was woken up in the middle of the night and I cried. It was one of the most horrible experiences ever. In fact, I was working for Bobby Kennedy's campaign on gun control at the time he was murdered. Let me tell you why, on balance, I'm opposed to it. I think they'll make a martyr of him. I think, remember, he's the first Palestinian terrorist, essentially. He's not a Muslim terrorist. He's Christian. But he was kind of the leading arm of terrorism, and you know,
they've named a school after him in the Palestinian Authority. But go ahead.
Right, and look, six murderers escaped the other day. Two of them, fortunately, have been caught, but six escaped, and the Palestinians are praising them. And imagine what will happen if Sharon is allowed out. He would become the prime, not quite, but he'll become a hero, and he'll speak all over for terrorism because he's unrepentant. He doesn't even remember, he says, what he did. So, although it's a hard question, I come out against it.
Okay, and back to the other hard question. And hard questions, what is the saying, make bad law? But are we going to get some kind of clear red line that is going to be drawn on when vaccine mandates are appropriate and when they are not?
It'll never be a clear line because the science is shifting, the medical data is shifting, the disease is shifting. But I think we'll get some very substantial guidance, and I think the guidance will be that the federal government does have jurisdiction. This is a disease that doesn't recognize state boundaries, and it's transmittable, and it involves interstate commerce. And I think there will be a ruling, if we ever get to that, that as a last resort, some degree of compulsion may be required, whether it's conditional or whether it's absolute. But I do think that the courts will say it has to be done through the usual democratic processes, not through presidential decrees or administrative agencies.
Then that would be an amazing thing, because it would be happening presumably at some point either at the outset or in the very dead middle of a decisive congressional campaign for 2022. Alan Dershowitz, he has an upcoming book. It is called The Case for Vaccine Mandates, but like most of his writing, it looks at both sides. It is subtle and ultimately profound. I can't wait to receive it, which I look forward to. Coming up, it's the 20th anniversary of September 11th, which was not just the Twin Towers, it was also the Pentagon. A hero of the Pentagon, who actually saved people on that dark day, joins us, author of a new book, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hosting a 9/11 commemoration at the State Department to mark the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The secretary saying, even though what happened hurt the country, we came back together to fight back.
9/11 was, to understate, one of the darkest days in our history. But out of it also came these demonstrations of profound humanity, compassion, strength, and courage. Above all, it showed our remarkable resilience.
This as Senator Chuck Schumer is in Manhattan to discuss the 9/11 First Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act, the Senate Majority Leader explaining the reason the bill needs to be passed.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show. It's unfortunate that there are a lot of people who lived through September 11th who believe that you know everything about it. You don't. And one proof of that is a new book called American Phoenix. It's by Lincoln M. Starnes, who joins us on the line together with his brother, my friend, former Lieutenant Colonel Benjamin W. Starnes of the U.S. Medical Corps, who is a very distinguished physician in Seattle. Lincoln Starnes, the author of the book, is a graduate of University of Virginia, and he is a longtime courier for FedEx. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. The title of the book, American Phoenix, subtitle, Heroes of the Pentagon on 9/11. First, if you were to talk about one thing that most people don't know about those hours surrounding the Pentagon slaughter, and it was a slaughter, what is the most important thing for people to keep in mind about that aspect of the terror attack of 9/11?
Link, do you want to take that? Do you want
answer
me to
that question,
that?
Michael?
Sure. Go ahead, Link.
I would say that it was the fact that the entire place was thrown into darkness. These people were they couldn't see a thing. The only thing they had to go on was the voices of the people that were leading them, trying to lead them out of the building. Because as soon as the plane hit, it caused the electrical wiring to be severed, and you had all kind, you know, you had gallons of jet fuel thrown everywhere. You had smoke. You had a real dangerous environment in there, and someone had to go in and shut the power down, and that just plunged the entire building into darkness. So I think that was one of the most incredible things, is that people got out of there and they were actually saved, you know, in the darkness and not knowing where to go or how to get out.
Ben, Dr. Starnes, you were one of those people who rushed to the scene and confronted that darkness. What was that scene like when you glimpsed it for the first time?
So thank you, Michael, and it's really a pleasure to be on your show. I was 7 miles away at Walter Reed seeing my vascular surgery clinic when I got the phone call from the assistant chief of surgery asking me to go to the emergency room and get on a bus because the Pentagon had been hit by a plane. And getting through the city was very chaotic, and it's detailed in the book, American Phoenix, little known events. When I got there, our bus driver was quite anxious, and he dropped us off right next to the wall of the Pentagon where the flames were burning. And we actually had to walk away from the heat because the heat was so intense. One of the things that I saw there that was unusual was a fire truck that was on fire. And I thought to myself, this is really unusual. Did the fire company get too close to the fire? I mean, is this a common thing? No, it was, that fire truck was parked there by a man named Alan Wallace, who was a firefighter at the Pentagon. And that was normal routine for when the president was going to be landing Marine One at that helicopter pad. And so that fire truck was engulfed in flames once the plane hit the wall.
There was actual rescue of, and this is some of the most riveting parts of American Phoenix, the new book by Lincoln and Ben Starnes. The rescue, how did that happen? There was no one rescued from on board the plane, but there were people who had been at their offices at the Pentagon. Is that right?
That's correct. There were 184 people killed at the Pentagon. There would have been much more. You have to understand that the Pentagon is the world's largest office building, 6.6 million square feet. That's larger than the square footage of both towers in New York combined. And the wedge that was hit in the Pentagon was actually undergoing renovation. And fortunately, there were only about 800 people in that wedge when there normally would be about 4,500. And so that was very fortunate. But, the, you know, there are people like Tony Rose, Sergeant Major Tony Rose, Staff Sergeant Christopher Brayman, Lieutenant Colonel Marilyn Wills. These were the heroes of the Pentagon. They were going back in to the Pentagon to rescue their coworkers and their friends repeatedly. It was really, really... you know, these stories, Michael, need to be told. They need to be read, and they, you know, I think particularly now, during this pandemic, we need these stories of inspiration.
You write about people actually getting people to jump and catching them in their arms. Explain how that worked.
Well, if you're talking about Craig Powell, the Navy SEAL, who stood down in the A&E drive and caught people as they were coming out of the second floor. And Powell had his legs severely damaged. And one woman jumped from the, so they pushed her, basically pushed her, had to push her out of the second story. And she weighed more than 300 pounds, and she hit him on the side of the leg, a glancing blow. And he continued to catch people as they came out. It was just he worked through the pain, you know. And there were a lot of people like that. They just mentally, you know, it proves that strength is mental. They basically just mentally willed their way through it, even though they were in extreme pain.
And during this time, you were beginning to give medical treatment to some of the people who were burned, seriously injured. Talk about that, Ben.
Yes. So I was one of the only surgeons at Walter Reed at the time that had recent combat experience, and I think that's why Lieutenant Colonel Goff called me to lead a team to the Pentagon. And, you know, what we did on the bus is we basically, divided everyone into different categories. So we had a pathologist and a pharmacist that I put in charge of the expectant category. The U.S. Army and the military has a triage system called DIME. It's delayed, immediate, minimal, and expectant. The expectant are those who are expected to die, and they just need comfort measures only. The delayed and the minimal are the walking wounded, if you will, people with lacerations, broken bones. They're going to survive, but they don't need immediate care. And obviously the immediate are those who need control of hemorrhage immediately or securement of an airway, that sort of thing. And so we divided into groups, physician groups, and we basically began to set our facility up the whole time expecting to receive casualties. We treated several casualties on site as soon as we got there, and the goal there was just to scoop and run. We put those casualties into ambulances and sent them to the nearest hospital. And then we began to set up our triage categories, and we began to prepare for casualties to come out. And the reality is that not many casualties came out after that point. And all of that was combined with the fact that there were a couple of occasions where we were alerted that there was another plane unaccounted for, and that was Flight 93, and that was inbound into our area. And so,
which is amazing part of the story that again, people should read. This is one of those TikTok stories where it unfolds minute by minute, and you see the way it unfolded and the different characters who emerge here, all of whom were eyewitnesses of the Pentagon terror attack. The book, American Phoenix, Heroes of the Pentagon on 9/11. The author, Lincoln Starnes, with his brother, Benjamin W. Starnes. God bless you both, and thank you for your service. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And wishing everyone all across the fruited plain, all across this great country, with tomorrow the actual 20th anniversary of September 11th. It's also a very special Sabbath in our Jewish tradition because it's the Sabbath in between our two most solemn, serious days of the year, the Rosh Hashanah holiday, two-day holiday, and then 10 days later, the Sukkot holiday. The Sabbath in between is called Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of Return. And that's one of the reasons Joe Lieberman wrote his column, hoping, praying, that Americans can return to more of a feeling of unity and rootedness and brotherhood. Crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea, sisterhood too. Meanwhile, there is a movie that actually can help in that experience. And yes, it's a movie from Hollywood. Well, I don't know if it's from Hollywood exactly. Maybe you could say it's from Silicon Valley. It's released by Apple TV Plus, and it is streaming. It is a remarkable film. It is called 9/11 Inside the President's War Room, and it is definitely the film to see this weekend. It gives you a moment-by-moment account, and President Bush has given George W. Bush, he's given the producers of the film unparalleled access. And virtually everybody who was part of the presidential team on that day is there. And one of the things that's so striking about it is how shocked, how unprepared, how confused they were. And they admit it, which of course goes against the whole idea they were part of some vicious conspiracy. And you also understand, when you see this, how many intricate parts our government has and how important it is when it comes to getting planes down from the sky, protecting us, coping with this unimaginable series of disasters slowly unfolding. You even hear some of the voices of the terrorists, the hijackers, on the radio when they were sending in messages that they had a bomb on board one of the planes. They didn't. But they turned the planes into bombs. This is what the remarkable film, that's an hour and a half that you'll never forget,
what it sounds like. Now, we have a clip from the film coming up.
September 2001 was the worst terrorist attack in U.S. history.
We went from a calm, beautiful day to one in which our world changed dramatically.
And Condoleezza Rice testifies. That was Jeff Daniels you heard there who narrates the film. But really, it's President Bush that you hear a great deal. And even for people who loathe President Bush, seeing the world from his point of view and the way this most fateful day of his life unfolded, it's hard not to be sympathetic. 4 stars. It is a remarkable film. It is not for children, because, of course, some of the footage that they show I'd never seen before of the collapsing towers and of the rescue of the Pentagon that we were just talking about. It's all indelible. Not quite so indelible is a film called Zone 414, which is a film starring Guy Pearce, well-known actor who's very good in the film, and it's a film about the near future where an eccentric billionaire has manufactured incredibly lifelike sex robots and then gotten a big district of an unidentified city, very gritty city, that to which those sex robots are confined. The problem is the inventor of these machines has a daughter who's disappeared in the midst of this city, and he hires Guy Pearce, a private detective, to try to rescue her. The film, Zone 414.
What do you know about Zone 414?
My city of robots.
Not my kind of place.
The task is my daughter, Melissa.
3 weeks ago, she went missing.
I need you to retrieve her for me.
Welcome to the Zone.
Can you help me find Melissa?
So you're a friend of hers, right?
I don't need any more trouble. Trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Someone wants to kill me.
I appreciate the fact that Jenny's your tour guide. Don't trust her.
Okay, the Don't Trust Her tour guide, Jenny, is one of those sex robots who is beginning to develop feelings and thoughts. And every single shot in this film is an echo of Blade Runner. I mean, this is extraordinarily derivative. Except it's not a masterpiece, and Blade Runner kind of is. This is a film that, by the way, it is very deeply undermined by a musical score by someone named Rafferty, which is a lot of banging and clanging and dissonant chords and shrieks and just random disturbing noises that are meant to keep you on edge. They don't really, because the plot is difficult to follow. The performances are universally capable, but not much more. And the resolution to the film makes very little sense and provides very little satisfaction. 2 stars, rated R for some extremely gross and bloody dismemberment, violence, dismemberment of robots, and which is ugly to watch, and then of course with some very graphic sexuality and sex references. 2 stars for Zone 414. Small Engine Repair is a classic small film. It's based on a play. It is directed by the writer of that play, and it has to do with 3 buddies, bros from childhood in Manchester, New Hampshire, who have a get-together that goes terribly wrong. Small Engine Repair.
Who's coming over, Frank?
Oh, it's a kid.
He's coming by.
Me and my boys. Guys, this is Chad Walker. I got a story for you.
What are you talking about out there?
Maybe joking about something.
What do I do here? I've been working in the shop for over 10 years, trying to give my daughter a future.
The hell's going on here, Frank? Ruined Crystal's life.
I wanted tonight to be special. We're going to kill him.
Okay, tonight, which is supposed to be special. There are visions of some appalling violence that run through it. There's also sort of a stream of consciousness narrative. The performances are exceptionally good. There is John Bernthal is the lead character, and he's very fine. And these people who are trapped in a disappointing life, they drink too much, they smoke too much, they don't have any particular plans or aspirations, but the relationship among them is well rendered and believable. But the problem is it goes nowhere, and at the very end, the idea with the blood-soaked fantasy, really, that occupies the conclusion of the movie, it just ruins the film and takes it to a destination that is almost indescribable. A small engine repair has small virtues and a lot of problems. It is rated a very gruesome R, with the F word surely the most commonly used word in the entire script. 2 stars for Small Engine Repair, which is playing in select theaters. The Zone 414, by the way, is available for rent on multiple streaming services. On Monday, one of the big issues surrounding the COVID vaccine mandates is, okay, is there going to be a religious exemption? Because there are already thousands of people who have applied and said, look, getting these vaccinations goes against my religion. There's a former pastor, very prominent former pastor, evangelical, his name is Curtis Chang, who has started an organization to promote vaccines among the unvaccinated, and particularly unvaccinated Christians. And he believes it's wrong and an abuse of religious liberty to get a religious exemption for the vaccines. We'll be speaking with him on Monday. We'll also be speaking with Paul Kengor, the historian, and basically talking with Dr. Kengor about how America has changed most dramatically since September 11th, and how America, for our own welfare and well-being, must change most dramatically in the next 20 years. We'll also talk about a new analysis that claims that the real dividing line in America is not between races or among races. It's not among people of different ages or different economic backgrounds. It has to do with whether you have a college degree or not. That defines who you are. We'll talk about it and debate it Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.